Good evening, this is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The budget session of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly will be held from July 19 to 26. The annual budget for 2024-25 will be presented on July 24 by Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main. This will be the first budget of the Pema Khandu-led BJP government in its third term. The budget will be discussed and passed on July 25 and 26. Meanwhile, Arunachal Assembly Speaker Tesam Pongte on Wednesday chaired the Business Advisory Committee's first sitting to plan the agenda for the upcoming budget session. All political parties except Congress are supporting the BJP government, which holds 46 of the 60-seat assembly. The six coaches of train number 15904, Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express, derailed near Mankapur station on the Gonda-Gorakhpur route in Uttar Pradesh this afternoon, resulting in 2 deaths and over 20 injured. Meanwhile, senior officials of Railway District Administration along with teams of NDRF and SDRF have also reached the spot and relief and rescue operations are underway. The main rail route from Lucknow to Guwahati is blocked due to the accident. Several trains on the route have been diverted or cancelled. Railways have released helpline numbers. The numbers are 89574092 for Lucknow and 89574096 for Gonda. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to intensify the relief and rescue efforts. The Supreme Court has directed the National Testing Agency, NTA, to publish the NEET UG 2024 results by Saturday at 12 p.m. city-wise and centre-wise while masking candidate identities. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, who commenced the crucial hearing on nearly 40 petitions related to the exam today, said that the hearing will resume on Monday next. The court previously noted that the exam's integrity was compromised but ruled that cancelling it entirely would be a last resort due to the impact on over 23 lakh students. 4 students from AIIMS Patna in their second and third years of the MBBS course have been detained by the CBI today in connection with the NEET UG entrance exam paper leak. Executive Director AIIMS Patna, Dr. G.K. Paul, confirmed the detention, stating that the institution cooperated with the CBI, which seized the students' laptops and sealed their rooms for investigation. The CBI is currently questioning the detained students. Indian Ministry of External Affairs, in an advisory today, has urged Indian community members and Indian students residing in Bangladesh to avoid travel and minimize their movement outside their living premises. The advisory, in view of the ongoing situation in Bangladesh, the Indian High Commission in Dhaka has asked people to reach out to the High Commission and Assistant High Commission at the 24-hour emergency numbers in case of any urgency or need for assistance. The emergency number of the High Commission in Dhaka is 880-1937-400591. As part of the Nasha Mukt Abhiyan for a drug-free society, the Pakke Kesang District Police, led by SP Tasidarang, on Wednesday launched an Operation Clean Drive, destroying approximately 1,200 square meters of cannabis plantations from in and around the district headquarters. The clean drive was conducted in collaboration with the All Pakke Kesang District Students Union. Speaking on the occasion, the SP said that the district police is committed to zero illicit drug peddling in the district in collaboration with different organizations. During the drive, students were also briefed on the provisions of the NDPS Act. The Taung Brigade of the Indian Army today conducted a comprehensive mock exercise on disaster preparedness, targeting rescue and relief operations for flash flood scenarios. The exercise, held at Mensangrong, a tributary of the Taung Chu River, involved personnel from the 38th Battalion, SSB, 4th Battalion, ITBP, State Fire Services, State Police and the District Disaster Management Authority, Taung. Speaking on the occasion, Brigadier V.S. Rajput, commander of the Taung Brigade, highlighted the region's vulnerability to flash floods and landslides and emphasized the importance of readiness and coordination among the Indian Army, Central Armed Police Forces and State Police for effective disaster response. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.